A conservative, Bible-believing church where the gospel of Jesus Christ is believed and presented without apology. Our service of Holy Communion begins at 12:30 p.m. every Sunday in the sanctuary of Jensen Beach Christian Church, located at 1890 Northeast Church Street in Jensen Beach. Call 772-341-9895 for more information or check out our denomination's website at www.eacommunion.org.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
We're talking about the joy of praying in the name of Jesus. There's a joy to praying in the name of Jesus. I'm a little bit hot, thank you. Now, you may be stuck here at home. Should I say, you might be stuck at home. Maybe you're not working. Maybe you think you've contracted this kind of sickness, etc. But we've got some great news for you, some really great news. We saw something last week, and it's awesome. We, number one, have a name above every name. We have been given a name above every name, and that the picture will come up in a minute, the name of Jesus. Everyone say the name of Jesus. Listen. Every knee's got to bow to that name. Every tongue will confess that that name is Lord. Amen? And so we have a name that is above every name, and we have full use to that name. Now, we saw last week in John 16, 24. I'll just read it for you again. John 16, verse 24. It says, yeah, until now, you have asked nothing in my name. This is Jesus talking. So you've asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive that your joy may be full. Ask that you may receive that your joy may be full. How many of you want joy? Me, I like joy. Amen. He says, you've asked nothing in my name. Ask in my name. Why? So you will receive what you've asked and then your joy will be full. Amen. Now, we know another scripture that it talks about, and we'll look at that later. The joy of the Lord is your what? Strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. So when you're in joy, you're strong. When you're not in joy, you're not strong. So you want to stay in joy all the time. Now, I'm not talking the joy the world has. I'm talking about the joy that God gives. You see, the world gave you joy, the world can take it away. Yeah. God gives you joy. He doesn't take it away. So when you pray in the name of Jesus and anything that you ask God for in His name, in His Son Jesus' name, this is what Jesus is telling the people. He's saying, when you pray, ask in my name that you will receive and then your joy will be full. Now, the name is number 3686, the word name, 3686 out of the Strong's. It's pronounced onoma, and it means authority or character, and it's something of one's essence. It's not a religious formula at the end of a prayer. Too many people that tack it on at the end of the prayer thinking that this is the abracadabra moment. That's not what that is all about at all. This is when you pray in the name of Jesus, you're praying in the authority of Jesus. Everyone say authority. You're praying in the authority of Jesus with the character of Jesus. It talks about that. It's part of His life. Jesus is the Savior. And you're praying in that name that is all authority. The Father said, there is no other name above that name. So anything that is named, that has been named, is under the name. Anything that is named in the world is under the name of Jesus. That's why when you speak the name of Jesus, which is Yahweh, saves. That's the actual translation that comes from Joshua and all the way down, the name Joshua. But when it comes to the final name of Jesus, it means Yahweh saves, or Yahweh is salvation. That's what the name Jesus actually means. Yahweh saves, or Yahweh, Jesus, is salvation. Amen? And so it's absolutely amazing the power that this name carries, the authority that this name carries, and you bring in the essence of Jesus, the powerful one, in on the scene when you invoke his name. Now, Acts 3:16, we saw how Peter and John demonstrated when they raised the crippled man up. Well, God did, but they raised the crippled man up who was at the Gate Beautiful. If you remember, he was at Gate Beautiful. He was there every morning, every day, spending the day there begging alms. And in Acts 3:16, out of the Passion Translation, look what they said. They said to the crowds who came together and wanted to worship them, they said, listen, faith in Jesus' name has healed this man standing before you. This is what they answered. Faith in Jesus' name has healed this man standing before you. It is the faith that comes through believing in Jesus' name that has made this man, this crippled man, walk right in front of your eyes. I mean, really, this is humongous. Now, don't forget, Jesus had already been resurrected. He had already ascended. He was already sitting down at the right hand of the throne of God. And they said, faith in that name, Jesus, it's the faith in that, the name of Jesus, that's healed this man standing before you. I love the way it says it here. It is a faith that comes through believing in Jesus' name that has made this crippled man walk right in front of you. You see, you will see the results when you got the faith and you understand the name, the authority it carries with it. Amen? And so, now listen, remember Jesus said these words. He said, ask in my name so that you may receive from the Father, so that your joy may be full. Remember that? We just saw that. Remember, he said, ask and you will receive. Until now you've asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive that your joy may be full. How many of you want some joy? Yes. Start using the name of Jesus. Yes. But don't use it like at the end of a prayer in Jesus' name. Just toss it out there. The abracadabra moment. The sevens, you know, throwing the gospel casino. Brr. If I get 3 sevens or 2 sevens with the name, it's going to hit or miss. This is how many Christians are. We hit or miss. Well, I'm just a hoping and a praying. Stop praying. Yeah. Just stop praying. Because there's no faith involved in that. If you're just a hoping and a praying, you've got to pray by faith. And when you pray, you start to expect, when I invoke the name Jesus, the authority of that name, the character of Jesus himself, the very essence of Jesus, like the Strong's Concordance says it, actually comes in on the situation and starts to rectify, change, and do things. Amen? So you ask. And when you pray in the name of Jesus, you should be expecting.
Yes.
You name it and claim it, bunch. Yes.
Amen.
He told me to do it that way. He said, when you pray in my name, then you believe in my name, in faith, you'll receive it and your joy will be full. He said so many times, he said, say to the mountain, be removed, be cast into the sea, and don't doubt, but believe, and whatsoever things you desire, When you pray, believe you receive it, you shall have it. So I believe I receive it because I spoke with the name of Jesus. Now I'm expecting the manifestation in the natural realm. You've got to have an expectation attached with your prayer, after the prayer. If you're not expecting the result, don't waste your time praying.
Amen.
Come on. Think about what I'm saying to you. We become religious and we'll pray and we try to sound wonderful. I mean, if you have seen some of us, we all do it. I mean, we all get there sometime. We want to sound, yes, thus saith the Lord, you know, that kind of thing. When I was at home, the Lord spoketh to me. You can't even clean your dishes at home and you're beating your family up and the Lord's speaking to you. He's telling you to behave. Now, you want to bring me a word. First sort up your mess and then come tell me. Amen. But we pray without an expectation. He said, when you pray, believe you receive it and you'll have it. So when I've prayed and I've used that name, Jesus, I've used the name, of Jesus, the name that is above every name, that everything under that name bows. Everything. Coronavirus must bow to Jesus.
Amen.
It has to bow. Cancer's got to bow to the name of Jesus because it's His authority. The name carries His authority with it. And when you speak it out in faith with absolute belief and expectation, it'll manifest. Amen. And then guess what happens? Your joy gets full.
Yeah.
Right? He said, ask in my name and you'll receive it so that your joy may be full. I want joy. I don't know about you guys. Yeah. How many of you want to be miserable? Let me see. Give me your hands. If you want to be miserable, just give me your bank balances, your checkbooks, your car, and I'm going to help you get there. I'll make you miserable in an instant, amen? And then misery loves company. So sit next to the people that are also looking for misery. Yeah. No one wants to be miserable. We all want joy. Jesus said, my peace I give you. And he says, my joy I give you. God's joy is not dependent upon the economy.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Not upon the health system. His joy is not dependent upon our present.
Amen.
His joy is not, you see, you can get the joy of God in your life absolutely anytime,
amen,
anywhere.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
And so he said, ask that you'll receive that your joy may be full. Your joy cannot be full when you're addicted to all kinds of stuff and keeping you messed up.
Amen.
How can you have full joy in a situation like that? Your joy cannot be full when your children are sick. When you're sick, when you're broke, when you haven't got the job, when coronavirus is trying to attack you and you're letting it put you into fear, you got no joy. You've got to step outside of that thing. You say, listen, I'm in the world, but I'm not of the world.
Amen.
You understand? I'm a mere pilgrim passing through. And in actual fact, I'm an ambassador for Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm an ambassador, and I'm bringing what the kingdom's got. Remember, he said, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We are the ones bringing the kingdom's will into the earth.
Amen.
We are the ambassadors. We're trying to make earth look like heaven, sound like heaven, act like heaven, drive on the same side of the road as they do in heaven.
Amen.
Yeah, am I right? So we are the ambassadors. We are supposed to be putting God's will in the earth. We're supposed to tell people, love Jesus who loves you. He'll save your life. And boom, they get saved. And now they become an ambassador as well. And now all of a sudden they change. How many of you noticed that you changed? Somewhere in your life, when you received Christ, things started to shift and change in your life. And now you're starting to do His will more and more and more. And when you mess up, you're, oh God, forgive me. Great sign. Great sign of salvation. When you feel, oh, why'd I do that? That's a perfect sign. Amen. But if you can just go through life, you know, with no problem and nothing ever makes you, oh, why did I do that? We bring the kingdom of heaven into the earth today. This is a kingdom mentality. Everything changes. I'm from South Africa. In South Africa, like it is in Jamaica and many other places, Haiti and that, they were all under the controlling government of England at that time. So we drive on the left side of the road in South Africa, which to me is the right side. So I got confused when I came here. The left side's the right side. They told me to drive on the right side, but I thought the left side. Anyway, we drove the same way they did in England. We used pounds and pence. We used the metric system. We were just like England. If you came there, the ambassador of England was there, and we were doing what England wanted us to do. So people even said, you sound English. Hello. Have you ever, any of you ever, some of you thought I was Australian, but most of you thought I was British. British, my mate, you know, British and all. And so you even sound that way. We're supposed to sound like Jesus. What does Jesus sound like? He calls things that are not. What? As though they were.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerald Currie of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support, and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 107